Tonight is the eve of the feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, Thursday, August the 21st, in the year of our Lord, 1975. We are temporarily having the vigils on the site of the Vatican Pavilion, blessed by Pope Paul, formerly part of the New York World's Fair grounds in Flushing, Long Island.
Travel with the sickle and the hammer.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
in heaven. By their fruit will they be known. My children, you will recognize the faces of evil and the forces of evil about you. It is a sad fact that those who are leaders are setting examples of depravity, debasement. They cover themselves with the spirit of darkness. You will pray much for your leaders.
the course. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. My child, you will recognize the manner in which Satan and his agents work to try to destroy souls. They also will use persons, places, and things to work their destructive evil upon mankind. I repeat myself as in the past, my children. The demons have a form, but they do not use this form unless the Eternal Father gives you the knowledge and insight into the supernatural to observe them in action. They will use the body of a human being, one who has fallen out of grace and the light. Any man, woman, or child is susceptible to this possession. The knowledge of the supernatural must be given to the children. Pastors in my son's houses, are you bringing this knowledge to the children? Have you chosen to scatter the sheep? Whatever will become of them, you must exercise discipline and good, firm example for the flock. Stand up, pastors, in the houses of my son, and give firm discipline by example and word chosen from the book of love and life, the Bible. Remember, all that can save a soul must be given to mankind. Good words kept in a closed mouth is like placing meat on a dead man's grave. What good is it to keep this knowledge to yourself? For would it not be, my children, selfishness not to share the way with these sheep? Awaken from your slumber, pastors. There is not much time left. You will have to account to my son for your errors and for your arrogance and for your sloth. Awaken, pastors, in my son's houses. You are misleading the sheep.
Great haste to
give my message to the world. The time is growing short. Satan has set upon you an attack, my child. No man of science will recognize this illness. He seeks to slow you, my child. Recognize, but keep going. You will be given the stamina and the fortitude to proceed. Rest will cure all, my child. I'll admonish you now to not consider at this time entering a hospital. The forces of evil, my child, are gathering. A lady is pointing up to the sky. And there is a horse now. It's galloping. It's going very fast across the sky. It's a very sinister-looking horse. It's red in color. And there's a figure sitting upon it. Oh, my goodness. It's turned this way, and it has the face of a skull. It's no face. It's a bare skull covered by a cloth, a red cloth, that hangs down the side of the horse. It's a terrible-looking sight. Now, above the horse, as it's running now, it's galloping to the left. There's a word coming out now. I can read it. War. W-A-R. Now, running also, I see what looks like a bunch of rats. It looks like rats scurrying across the sky. And above it now, I see the word pestilence. Pestilence. Pestilence will follow upon the war.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I see the
Now it's growing very dark. It sits over by the trees. Our Lady is standing above the tree. My child, do not be affrighted by what you have seen. Avoid giving you these facts for mankind. But remember, the Eternal Father, in His mercy, has a balance. All is conditional. But this balance, my child, has not been righted. Therefore, what you see is at the time unavoidable. The warning, my child, will come soon. And if mankind does not heed this sign from the Eternal Father, there will follow fast on it the chastisement by the ball of redemption. We hear voices crying to heaven, where is this that you speak of? Where is this ball of redemption, this ball of fire, this baptism of fire? My child, you have seen it often. It is out in your universe, waiting to approach earth in the time of the Eternal Father. But it is there. The Eternal Father has chosen to blind many to this fact because they have hardened their hearts to Him. Many tears shall be shed, but too late, for they have given themselves to the pleasures of the world, materialism and humanism and modernism, which is not of the Eternal Father. The way has been stated in writing by example and in action by your prophet and those who have set the foundation with my son for his house. Therefore, it is Satan who has set upon you is for change, 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 my children. And by his fruits do you know him.
Thank you.
eternal Father. Therefore, pastors, clothe yourself in good works, modesty, chastity, and piety. Holiness must be returned to the churches of the world. My Immaculate Heart is extended to the children of God in the world. Light your candles, my children, with me, and search through the darkness. Rescue your brothers and sisters. You must be now disciples for the Eternal Father. You will pray much for your pastors and your vicar, Pope Paul, in Rome. He is carrying a heavy cross, and being human, he needs many prayers. Our Lady now is extending a handout with the golden crucifix. I bless you all now, my children, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you with the shield of my Immaculate Conception. In the name of the Father, and of the Holy Ghost, and the Son. My Son, whose heart bleeds for the condition of the souls of mankind. Save yourselves, my children, in the Sacred Heart of my Son. Now the sky is growing very dark. It's as though the whole sky is turning black, but tinged in a red coloring around the edges. Now Our Lady is coming forward, and she's bending over. My child, make it known to the world that man, children of God, led astray, you must not compromise your faith. There shall not be one world and one religion at this time. For no man shall now gather the flock. Not one man shall gather the flock together. This will be done by my Son when he returns in the final stages of Armageddon. You must remember, do not be deceived, my children, by those who claim to be the Christ. For they will say, come out to the field, for he is there. Come out to the barn. Come into the centers. But no, my children, my Son shall come as he ascended. He will come down from the sky, shouting with a call of triumph to all. He will come down with the legions from heaven of angels, and all of the souls who have bathed themselves in his blood and now wear the garment of life and light. Wait and watch, my children. Pray much. For the book of life is unfolding. The pages are turning. You are truly in the days of the apocalypse. Read the revelations, my children, and know what lies ahead. As you were told in the past, much will be open to you, for the days of the Armageddon are here. Read the revelations, your apocalypse, my children. St. John was given the knowledge to reveal to you the days in which you are living.
Recognize the signs of your time. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. You will sit now, my child, and reserve your place. Your heart. Pure soul.
your media of communication and entertainment are debased and going farther into darkness. All for the love of money and power. What does it gain a man if he wins the whole world and the treasures of the world? For he will leave them behind when he leaves his body. And his eternal spirit must stand before the Father and be judged. Heaven, hell, or purgatory. You laugh, many laugh, at the knowledge given to you of the existence of the supernatural. Heaven, hell, and purgatory. But those who laugh shall cry. But too late, my children.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
It is better to remove your children from among these corruptors, if necessary.
The Lord is with thee.
Teach your children in the home.
Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
By example, you may save or destroy.
Glory be to the Father.
Pastors,
no
hands other than those consecrated by legally ordained priests shall give the host to others. Better that you spend more time consummating your role representatives of Christ and joining the world the extraordinary ministers have become a farce. Women, children, whatever shall become of you. The rules of discipline in the houses of my son have already been given to you. Only legally ordained representatives of my son. They receive the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit means that they shall bring the host to the man and the woman recipient and the children.
Praise the Lord is with
only you. In dire need of death
the fruit of thy
shall a man, I say a man, not a woman or a child, shall a man be given the power through the legally ordained priest to bring in urgency and haste the host to the dying.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with
you. Debasement to my son's body shall not go unpunished. Awaken! You are blind to the truth, my pastors. Are you to follow the call of the siren, the serpent? Or are you going to listen to the words of truth and light? You are following like sheep to the slaughter. Come out of your darkness of spirit. Through the merciful heart of the eternal Father, you are being warned. Search your heart. Allow the light to come in. For the light is dim in the hearts of many. Going quite dark, and our lady is going back into the sky. She's going high up into the sky. No, my child, I am not leaving. I will be with you during your prayers of atonement. Now you will read the photograph given to you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Jesus is coming through the blue lights. The sky is all lighted in blue now. And Jesus is coming through the lights. He has on his, I can see it very clearly now. His gown is a burgundy red with a white undergarment. It's like a red cape over his white garment. And he has on, I can see his feet. Jesus is coming now closer. He's just about over the tree by the banner, the blue banner. And now he's touching his lips. It means that I have to listen. My child, I know you were carried away in seeking a fortune. However, I do not wish this to be a habit. I cannot reveal publicly what I was carried away in the pictures about. However, if Our Lady wishes to reveal that in the future, she will. But we will put this down. Jesus said in record that I was given approximately 1, 2, 3 very important photographs. As Jesus said, we are not in a fortune-telling business, but the Eternal Father works in mysterious ways. My child, you will continue to disperse the message from heaven. It is of great urgency, for a major crisis is coming upon your world. The balance is leaning heavily to the left. There is no way to right this balance except through chastisement. Man sets himself upon his own road, and it is in the merciful heart of the Father that he brings him back through suffering. The forces of evil are gathered now to take over a major position in your world and in my church. However, the balance is in prayer. Those who are in the light will rise to this occasion and fight the evil by prayer, penance, acts of sacrifice, and action. Prayers without works cannot be constructive at this time. Your world is fast proceeding on a course to destruction. My mother has spent years here with you, warning you and directing you back from your path of darkness. However, man has hardened his heart and closed his ears. In many places throughout your world, my mother, her voice has been silenced through the seers of the world. It is great urgency that I tell you now. You must go down upon your knees and make amends for the sins of mankind. I do not follow the words of my mother to instill fear within your heart. I bring you the truth of what is to be. Some will reject this, as they prefer to cast aside anything that disturbs their spirit or their human nature. Is not it better, my children, to prepare and avoid, if you can avoid, a catastrophe? The Eternal Father will not force his will upon you. You must subjugate your human nature and give your will to the Eternal Father. Prayer, atonement, and sacrifice, is this too much to ask of you? Now Jesus is going over to the left side of the trees, or just over the trees. Now Our Lady is coming down. She's just
all in white, beautiful bright white, and she has on her white gown, and I can see the golden rosebuds on her slippers. Our lady is standing, she's moving over to Jesus' right side, and she's stretching her very large rosary in her right hand, holding it out, and from her left hand, there's hanging a very large scapula. It's the scapula of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, the brown scapula. Our Lady is smiling and shaking her head yes. Now Jesus is placing his hands out in front of him like this. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And now Our Lady and Jesus are moving over. They're just over the head of the statue. And Jesus is now placing his hand over. He's shifting his cloak onto his left arm. And he's placing his hand out like this. I bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is moving over, and the light behind him is becoming very blue. Oh, it's the most beautiful blue. It's outstanding because it, around Our Lady, the blue is an absolute backdrop for her beautiful white robe with the golden trim. Oh, beautiful. Now Jesus is coming down closer over the tree. He's almost getting on the top of the trees there. Oh, and he's now placing his hand down. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you, my children, as my mother blesses you with graces for cure and conversion. Continue on your mission of saving souls. Time is not measured by days nor hours, for there is no time in heaven. The end shall come to you as a thief in the night. Be prepared and follow the direction of my mother carefully. I repeat, she will not abandon you in the days ahead, but follow her direction, and you will not go through this crucible of suffering without hope. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now Our Lady and Jesus, they're backing up. They're not walking like we do. They're just like floating up. Oh, right now, oh, they're standing there now. It's quite windy up there because the, Jesus' gown is blowing. Oh, and Our Lady's too. Her cloak is blowing out. Oh, it's a very luminous cloak. Our Lady's dress also is very full. It's very full. Now, it's becoming quite dark in the sky about Our Lady and Jesus, but there's a blue cast, the most beautiful blue circlet of light all about Our Lady and Jesus. Continue, my children, with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,